"It is finished," he said. We had watched as his life ebbed away. Then we all stood around till the guards took him down. Joseph begged for his body that day.
It was late afternoon when we got to the tomb, wrapped his body and sealed up the grave. So I know how you feel. His death was so real, but please listen.
That's right. Oh, it's absolutely beautiful. All right, terrific. I want to see Kevin singing in Porgy and Bess, don't you? Man, he would kill that. It would just be amazing.
Good job.
True, it's true.
Well, it's Easter Sunday, so we're adding a lot of extra music today.
You see, the story goes way back. The Bible tells us when Paul wrote and said, I gave to you that which was of first importance. And he tells them three things. That Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. That he was buried. And that he was raised for our according to the scriptures. So this started a long time ago. According to the scriptures mean that it was planned. Talk about a detail person. The detail God puts in this creation is amazing to all of us. And the plan of salvation for rescuing a renegade race of humans began long ago. We see it in the life of Father Abraham. 3 days' journey to the sacred place. A boy and a man with a sorrowful face, tortured yet faithful to God's command, to take the life of his son with his own hand. God will provide a lamb. He was offered up in your place, a sacrifice so spotless and clean to take all our sin away. God told Abraham to offer his son Isaac, his only son. And so they go up the mountain, and Isaac, the boy, asks his dad a question. Here's wood and fire. Where's the sacrifice? Questioning voice and those innocent eyes. Is the son of laughter that you've waited for to die like a lamb to please the Lord? And Abraham said, God will provide a lamb. He was offered up in your place, a sacrifice so spotless and clean to take all our sin away. Accepted choice, he was going to do it. A rush of wind and an angel's voice. A ram in the thicket, caught by his horns. And a new age of trusting, the Lord is born. For God has provided a lamb. He was offered up in your place. What Abraham was asked to do, he has done. He's offered his only son. What Abraham was asked to do, he has done. He's offered his only son. So one day when we see Jesus face to face, he is going to have the marks of the crucifixion still on him. John said when he beheld Jesus in heaven, when he wrote the book of Revelation, I saw a lamb that looked like it had been slain. mark where the nails had been, by the sign upon his precious skin. I will know my Savior when I come to him, by the mark where the nails have been. Calvary's mountain, where they made him suffer so, all my sin was paid for a long, long time ago. By the mark where the nails had been, by the sign precious skin, I will know my Savior when I come to him, by the mark where the nails have been. I will know my Savior when I come to him, by the mark where the nails have been.
Okay, one more last song. My favorite singer, Cheryl Powell, is going to come and sing for us. Would you applaud for her? We love Cheryl. We love her singing. The whole Campbell family is so dear to all of us here. Come on up here. God bless you. Thank you for singing for us.
Thank you.
She'd heard them call him just a man.
But deep in her heart, she knew from the start, somehow her son would live again. Then came the morning, night turned into day, the stone was rolled away, hope rose with the dawn. Then came the morning, shadows vanished before the sun, death had lost and life had won, for morning had come, death had lost and life had won, for morning had
awesome song. Hey, it's like a Gaither homecoming here today, I'm telling you. Man, Cheryl, you killed that. Awesome song. I told you she's one of my favorites. You see that?